This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. A slew of stars, before they were famous, walked on the campus of the University of Cincinnati to attend the College Conservatory of Music, or CCM. Two working professionals, both graduates of the program, leaned into their pandemic time by highlighting the CCM to Hollywood and Broadway pipeline by launching a new podcast. I spoke with both of them earlier. Here is our interview. And joining us now are the hosts of School, Stage, and Screen, two proud graduates of the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music, or CCM. Brian Lighton, thank you for being with us.
Of course, excited to be here.
And Dylan Mulvaney, welcome to you as well.
Yay, thank you.
So, you know, CCM is a very special school. It has supplied a lot of talent to the national and international entertainment scene and certainly makes for great conversation in a podcast like you're doing currently together. I have to ask, though, because you are separated from your graduation years by 17 years. How did you guys meet up? Brian?
That's actually the first time anyone's put a number on the difference in our ages.
Should I apologize? For what it's
not
worth, Brian,
all.
You and I graduated college the same year, so I meant no harm by it.
Not at all. I actually met Dylan when the 2019 musical theater class was doing their, what's it called, Dylan?
Senior showcase.
Senior showcase. I teach the production master class at the University of Cincinnati. I've taught there since 2012. And for the 2019 documentary, we decided to follow the musical theater class in their final performances, preparing for their big showcase in New York, and then following them to New York and filming that experience. And that is where I met Dylan. They just had a great personality and stood out to me. And the final interview I did with Dylan, I asked about the perfect role right out of college. And their response was
the Book of Mormon. And that was my first audition in New York. And I got the show and I started 2 months later. But it was very serendipitous that, you know, the kind of the last interaction I had with Brian was this interview that he was like, okay, what's your dream Broadway show? And then I booked it. So yeah, we connected that way. And then during the pandemic, I heard from him and he's like, hey, Dill, I've got this great idea. I think you'd be awesome, you know, to help me out. And it's kind of lovely that we have these two different decades of experience because we see different on a few things, but we can, you know, help each other learn in other ways. So it's added a really cool sort of just interaction to the podcast.
Well, let's talk about your own successes so far, because you do have the courtesy to talk about other CCM graduates and officials' successes. But like you know, Dylan, you weren't just in a production of Book of Mormon. You were in the national Broadway tour of Book of Mormon as Elder White. That's a great part and a great show. And, you know, talk a little bit about how you must have felt when you landed that dream show.
I was just happy to tell my parents that the money they paid for college paid off because, you know, you go into the arts and into school getting a BFA and you're like, oh my gosh, am I actually going to be able to use this? And then to be, you know, the first kid out of the class to say, oh my gosh, you know, calling the teachers and the faculty and I got it. It was just so exciting. And in a way it kind of served as like my fifth year of school because there's so much that happens in the industry that you can't really learn in an educational environment. You kind of just have to be thrown into it and see if you can make it happen. And so that it felt like my fifth year of college and what a blessing it was literally my dream show. And it, so I must be manifestation or something like that.
And my favorite part of the story is where Dylan made their debut.
Oh, so I'm from San Diego, California, And growing up there, I would go see, you know, every single musical that came through town at the San Diego Civic Center. And then when I got Book of Mormon, the company actually made a point to have my first performance be in San Diego in that same theater that I had seen all of the Broadway musicals in, including Mormon, when I was like 16 years old. And so my whole family and friends were there. I blacked out. I can't remember thing from that weekend. But what a full circle moment to, you know, the theater that you grew up seeing the shows in, then I'm actually on the stage.
That is dream it, do it mentality. What a unique experience that must have been. So very cool. And Brian, you have been quite busy, not just teaching back at your alma mater, but making films.
Yeah, I predominantly produce documentary films. I'm just now getting into narrative. I started writing during the pandemic, and I'm producing my short film, my first short film in New Jersey with a couple of my friends this coming week. And yeah, my career started in music and talent at MTV. I was there for 5 years. I won an Emmy as a producer director on MTV's Made. I spent 5 years at Vivo, and predominantly everything I've done is documentary story based. And I'm really looking for the next challenge. And one of those next challenges was creating a podcast.
And we are talking with the host of the podcast, School, Stage, and Screen, Brian Lighton and Dylan Mulvaney. The series focuses on success stories and some failures from the entertainment industry. They do talk to a lot of CCM connected individuals as well as others. And was this a pandemic induced endeavor, Dylan?
I believe so. Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think me and Brian were kind of sitting ducks come, you know, March, April of last year. And Brian, I feel like you could share a little bit more about how did that idea spark in your head?
Yeah, everything dried up for me around the end of March. And I took a writing class with the Sundance Collaboration Organization. And when I get bored, I get creative. I think I had just read an article on CCM's website and noticed how cool it was to see someone on Broadway, someone in a Netflix show, someone being nominated for directing an HBO docuseries. And I just started to wonder who else has graduated from the College Conservatory of Music and what have their experiences been like? And can we capture that and share it predominantly with current students and recent graduates just to show that there is a path to success?
Well, Brian, what's the relationship like between the school and alumni? Do you find that these working performers and entertainment professionals are excited to talk about what they're doing now because of your unique connection?
Yes, actually, everyone we've talked to, if their schedule allows it, has been gung-ho in being a part of it. Deanna Maria Riva, an actress from Netflix's Dead to Me, is a big supporter of the acting program to the point where the students come out to LA to do a showcase and she brings them to her house for dinner and cooks for them and works their scenes with them so that they have an extra rehearsal before they step in front of casting directors and agents. We have an alumni coming up on a future episode that I actually went to school with and I haven't talked to in 20 years. And her name is Andrea Stilgenbauer. She's a producer. She's worked on Showtime shows, AMC shows, Disney shows, and now she's on an Amazon Prime show. And she was just so adamant about being a part of the conversation and giving back and getting more involved after we did the podcast interview. So I think she'll hopefully be teaching some workshops at the university in the future.
And Dylan, you'll also, listeners will also hear you speak with Brian Newman, a jazz musician and a band leader, arranger for Lady Gaga's Vegas residency. So can you just talk a little bit about CCM and the education that people are getting in order to go out and land these high profile opportunities?
Well, I think the bottom line is CCM, if you want to be in the arts. I mean, CCM is such the perfect place to be, but you have to be ready to take on that schedule of basically 6 days a week, sometimes, you know, 15, 17 hour days. I really didn't know what I was signing up for when I got to CCM. And when you hear that conservatory title, it really means you are going to eat, sleep, breathe, bleed the arts and whatever that, you know, I took musical theater. I was a 2019 grad and our math requirement was actually fulfilled with piano. So, you know, they really get creative when it comes to making sure that you are just really applying yourself to whatever that major is. And I really do think that I can attest to the fact that I don't think I could be a professional Broadway performer right now if it wasn't for CCM, because I mean, the things that I learned there until after I had gotten out, that's when I realized, wow, they actually did really prepare me for what this industry needs.
We're talking with Dylan Mulvaney and Brian Lighten, co-host of School, Stage, and Screen, a podcast series on the entertainment industry, both CCM graduates. Well, Brian, speaking of what you learn at CCM, neither of you studied podcasting. So can you talk a little bit about how you've managed to, I guess, transform yourselves a bit to try out this different type of performance?
I think having experienced people on our team was the most important aspect of it. The editor is a former student of mine. He edits pretty much everything I produce right now. His name's Blake Hawk, and he has a lot of experience with audio. And the main thing I did was bring in a podcast producer, Robin Hopkins. She has her own podcast, over 100 episodes, called If These Ovaries Could Talk. And she also, it's an amazing podcast. And she also produced Amy Schumer's podcast when she worked at Spotify. And Robin happens to be one of my first mentors out of college and my internship director when I was working at MTV. So bringing her on brought a breadth of knowledge that even myself as a producer didn't have. And she was instrumental in us putting together a successful podcast.
Dylan, you are a performer and you have found other ways to keep audiences looking at you, not just through this podcast. You've got quite a popular TikTok channel as well. I see you have more than 230,000 followers, more than 8.1 million interactions. So you are creating content. Was this easy for you to adjust to, this type of format, podcasting?
You know, I love talking. Talking is my favorite thing in the entire world. You might be able to relate to me,
sure,
Michael.
Sure, yes.
But so I just was my favorite part about this podcast is that I am learning things about this entertainment industry that I had no idea about before, because I studied musical theater. That's what we learned. But now I'm hearing from intimacy coordinators and producers and music directors. And that I can take all of those things that I'm learning from these amazing guests and apply them to the media that I'm putting out right now. Or, you know, I've moved to LA now. I'm going to start pursuing more TV film endeavors, hosting. And I'm now taking all of these little tips and tricks and applying them to my own life right now, which is really cool.
That is extraordinarily cool. Let's talk about LA during the pandemic, because people go to LA with big dreams. And when everything shuts down, I mean, what was it like out there for you, Dylan?
You know, I was actually performing the Book of Mormon downtown LA, happiest I've ever been. We were supposed to be there for a 3-month sit down. It got cut down to 3 weeks. And because of, you know, the shutdown, and I was just heartbroken, moved home to San Diego with my family. But I knew that I needed to get back up here to Los Angeles, because I, as much as I love theater and I love Broadway, and I know that's going to be back in my future, I wanted to be able to sort of reach more people. And I knew that, you know, bigger form media, TV, film, hosting, I knew that was a way to get in front of more people. So and the pace of life out here is lovely. You know, we're getting back to normal over here and as much as we can. And there's some great creative types out here, including Brian, which I'm excited to have him back on my coast.
And Brian, I mean, the type of work that you do is one where you're not clocking in 9 to 5, you know, you're not going to that office every day. It might be project to project. So when you're that type of worker, I imagine the pandemic is particularly scary.
Yeah, I don't have an office. My office is wherever my laptop is. And I had been working on a digital series for Dr. Oz, as well as some digital shorts for the Bleacher Report. And I had been on the Bloomberg campaign for 6 weeks. And my final shoot was with Bloomberg, the Bloomberg campaign for Super Tuesday. And that was the last time I flew until Thanksgiving. And everything just kept getting canceled. I had three or four jobs in March that got canceled. And I sat around for 3 weeks watching television, nothing to do. And then I decided I can't waste my time. So I started writing. I took a couple of writing classes. I took a couple of film producing classes digitally online and decided to get out. I started just walking around Los Angeles and Hollywood, Beverly Hills, 10 miles a day, which turned into hiking in the wilderness with a couple of my friends. And ultimately, we hiked Mount Whitney on my birthday, which was it's the highest point in the lower 48 states, around 14,500 feet. So it just had to take advantage of the free time and make it worthwhile. And that's what we did. We spent a lot of time on the beach outside and just try to get creative in a new way.
We're talking with the co-host of School, Stage, and Screen podcast, two CCM graduates, Brian Lighton and Dylan Mulvaney. Well, let's talk about what's next for this podcast and what's next for each of you. I understand that there will be new episodes of School, Stage, and Screen through the middle of June. But Dylan, is there another season? Did you guys enjoy this enough to do this even on the other side of the pandemic?
Oh my gosh, we are loving this. And the good news is there are a ton of more, you know, performer types, all sorts of different people at CCM that we could interview. It is not confirmed yet if a season two is happening, but we do have episodes going for the next few weeks. So definitely tune into those.
And what's next for you personally, Dylan, in your professional life?
What a beautiful question to ask a performer. I'm very excited about the opening of Broadway, and I think that's coming in later in fall. But for right now, I'm here in LA committed to creating content, which seems to be a very lucrative thing happening in the world right now in social media and influencing. And then I'm currently, you know, finding representation in LA for acting.
All right. And what about you, Brian?
I'm producing my first short, a family drama, sci-fi short film. And I've been lucky enough to have a ton of work in the first 5 months of 2021. So I'm actually going to take most of the summer off to focus on my writing and get back into nature, do some hiking, do some kayaking, and just take a step away. Because essentially I stacked four or five jobs on top of each other for about 3 months and didn't sleep as I was driving across the country nonstop.
Well, some much needed rest ahead for you, I hope. We've been talking to the School, Stage, and Screen podcast co-host. They are Brian Lighton and Dylan Mulvaney. Brian, Dylan, congratulations on the series and congratulations on all of your success so far. We look forward to hearing about what's next as soon as you can let us know. Brian, Dylan, thank you so much for taking some time with us.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.